Talk Live. You can bring up anything. This is hour number three of the show, and you can take control at 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Declawing your cat to be banned? We'll tell you where. And first, take your phone calls at 800-259-9231. I think Tony is still with us. Across the pond in the UK, Tony, you had some questions about the freedom philosophy and wanted to make sure you had a chance to get them all out. So go ahead.
Okay, thanks. This is just the idea. Everything I'm saying tonight is about unpopular ideas. So I mentioned something last section about controlling population movement with disease. So now I'd like to get on to large-scale projects that necessarily won't have the popular vote from the people. So if you're talking about large-scale research projects, so for example, at the moment, all over the world, we're trying to do fusion technology in order to generate large amounts of electricity for renewable electricity. The popular free market conclusion that we've reached so far has been a dependency on oil. Now, I know that has been
except that's not the free market, Tony. What you're talking about is that the oil companies have some friends in positions of power and have essentially, you know, they've established themselves and they use their buddies in government to some extent prevent competition from coming into the energy markets. And historically, at least here in the United States, I don't know what it's like in the UK, but around here, we only have one power company from which to choose. And so because there's only this government-approved marketer of power services, there's only one power company, there's very, very little incentive to innovate. There's very little incentive to come up with new ideas as far as providing power at lower and lower costs, at cleaner and cleaner ways. It doesn't exist because the government has restricted competition. And anytime you have restrictions of competition because of the government, then you don't have a free marketplace.
Yeah, so, Tony, your first point makes some very good sense. But to say that there won't be innovation in the marketplace because there will be too much competition or there won't be a government, that's the clear, obvious, wrong thing to say. Because competition is what causes innovation.
Okay, well, I agree with exactly what you're saying. I think it's spot on. What I will say, okay, an example is, in Europe at the moment, they're doing something called the CERN project in Switzerland. It's the Large Hadron Collider. It's a great big thing that's supposed to destroy the world and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
This is going to create incredible advances for science. We cannot really put a value on what it's going to create at the moment. To be honest, most scientists don't really know what they're going to find out from it.
Sure. Because, I mean, who would have known what the value of coming up with electricity would have created? There's no way you could put a value on it. I agree.
Well, then again, even that is even more abstract than that. I mean, electricity, we understood, can move motors. We even when it was being invented, there was a certain amount of value there. This is looking for conceptual ideas about the birth of the universe. Now, I don't see... really, without much coercion from the public, anyone really funding a private organization in order to do research like that.
Well, so you just your problem then, Tony, is you don't have any vision. You don't believe in people, and you don't have any vision. You don't really know, maybe you aren't aware, but for instance, there are certain multimillionaires who have little hobbies of doing things like this. They will fund projects like the X Prize. Sea studying is a possibility, but like the X Prize, where I think it was, was it Paul Allen and Google? There's a few different people who got together and they ponied up some cash and they said, "Hey, you come up with this rocket that will get out and get up into what? I forget what level of Earth's orbit or
the ionosphere.
But yeah, get up to a certain level and we'll give you this prize." And people went in, they spent more money than they would have won from the prize just to try to claim the prize. So.
Inherent value, though. These are things that people can see the end vision.
But I understand the fear that you have. I've had fears about the marketplace, but when it comes in this particular instance, the marketplace is very good about innovation, and I think that you would probably see more things of more value, like the CERN project that you're so concerned with, and I think it's an important project too. You'd see more of that stuff, not less of it, without coercion.
Yeah, see, right, Mark. It's the fear that you're talking about here, Tony, because you're afraid that other people don't have the same values that you do. And you're right. There are people with different sets of values out there. But you're afraid that there just aren't enough of people with the same value set that that you have. And that's the thing that you're speculating about. You don't really know, and you don't really realize what the other people are out there that they would support. I mean, some people have called this show suggesting that they didn't think space travel would be a possibility in the free marketplace. And clearly you understand that it would be, but everybody has their issue where they are so afraid that it would just go away or wouldn't exist at all without the state to back it up through coercion. And I'd like to encourage you to just get over it.
Well, I think it's less about people seeing value. I think it's more. I'm not a supporter about government at all. I think that people can pretty much manage their own lives. But I think as a function, government has an ability to focus people's abilities, so you can focus a large amount of resources or a large amount of effort on a project. It serves as an ability to take resources, take being the very strong word, of course,
right,
take resources from a large body of people and focus it on a project.
In a very poor manner, by the way.
You call it focus, Tony, but really what it means is people in power taking money from people to fund what it is that they think is important rather than what it is that those people think is important.
Yeah.
So it's a nice word for stealing.
No, absolutely. And of course, it's theft and it's awful. But if you think of it in terms of a very discrete mechanism, it is focusing it. And if you can focus a power, like it's the same way as having a general in charge of a large army. He's either in charge of 5 people or he's in charge of 1,000 people. So you can focus these efforts onto a larger project, the more people you
focusing
have behind
makes you. It sound too much like it's focusing sounds too. Well, no. Mm-hmm. Focusing makes it sound too specific, like it's really sharp and really good. And really, it's not focused at all. Yeah, they might be able to pick a topic, but they just say, I kind of feel like they shovel money at it. It's like they're splooging, not focusing. The government just shovels cash at something that it determines as important, but the cash isn't utilized in any effective manner because there's no check on it. As soon as a government bureaucrat, whoever it is, decides that something is important, maybe it's George Bush deciding to put a man on Mars or something absurd like that, right? Some government bureaucrat comes up with an idea and says, this is a good idea. Well, I have an unlimited budget. We'll just shovel cash at it. And then, you know, we can have the first flag on Mars. And so then, you know, billions and trillions of dollars are spent, and maybe they do actually accomplish what it was that they set out to do, put a man on the moon or whatever. They might accomplish it, but at what cost? The cost is so great, whereas in the marketplace, all of these different entities that want to do wonderful things would have to compete for the dollars of the consumers. And so therefore, they'd actually have to keep their costs down, and they really would have to focus with laser precision at doing what they say they're going to do and doing it right and doing it appropriately, because if they don't, then people aren't going to come around next year and give them money. Whereas with the government, they can just shovel the cash and they know you're going to come back, because next year, if you don't pay, they'll take your house from you. So all of the incentives to do these wonderful things you're talking about are not there in to do it in any kind of an efficient manner. And plus, you get this one size fits all mentality where it's the bureaucrats that are in charge that get to make the ultimate decisions on what is important and what is not. And I don't know about you, Tony, but I don't trust George Bush or Barack Obama or Tony Blair or whoever these people are to make those important decisions. I trust the marketplace in aggregate, but not one or two men or 400 men.
No, I absolutely agree. And,
critical caller ever.
I don't think you can ever trust any politician, because at the end of the day, they're driven by the aims of them and their party, but only for the rest of their time in office. They're not going to drive for anything beyond their 4 years. But equally, human beings are, you know, we all agree that we vote not with this horrible bit of paper that we stick in a box and it's going to go and be thrown through the system, but we vote with our dollars and our pounds every day. We go to the shop, we vote with that. That's our vote. That's
right.
The
You're absolutely right. And I thank you for the discussion tonight. We should vote with our dollars and our support and our vocalization of support. We should be voting with those things, because that's how we get the best things, not by having some group of bureaucrats decide what's important. Because what happens when they make mistakes? You have to pay for it anyway. And then they'll keep making them, because there's no accountability, because you can't stop paying. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface. Wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants. Contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, you can bring up whatever you want if you dial in toll free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line tonight. It is Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there totally free, including the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com, get interactive, W-I-K-I. It's free, of course, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Go to spooner.freetalklive.com and get the most complete works of Lysander Spooner. He is an important person in the United States Liberty Movement, anarchist, philosopher. philosopher, abolitionist, and entrepreneur and mailman. You can purchase his 2,800-page, six-volume set in library-quality hardcover with exclusive content that you can't find anywhere for just $335. It's spooner.freetalklive.com.
800-259-9231. Continuing with your calls, Jack is in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jack.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
A few weeks ago, I called in about how I don't stand up to say the Pledge of Allegiance at my school. And
okay,
you said to call in if you had any experiences with a bureaucrat or a teacher. In fact, I did today, actually.
Do tell.
Well, I was, minding my own business. Everyone was standing up to say the pledge. I was not. And my teacher came over to me, and she was very upset. She said, she went on a little bit of a political rant for about 3 minutes, and she said, we live in a great country. I've been to other countries. They don't have as many rights.
No, wait, but before you go on, is this the same teacher whose class you are in every day when you refuse to say the pledge?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
for
so
some
she
reason,
just decided to speak up today. Go ahead.
Yeah. So she was really upset, and I said, I have the right not to do this because you're talking about the freedoms I have. I have the freedom not to say the Pledge of Allegiance. And she said, okay, fine, but you still have to stand up. I said, no, I don't have to do that either. And she got to the point where she was like, okay, fine, but you have to stand out in the hallway.
Interesting.
So
she wanted to make you do something, damn it.
You've got to do something.
Right. So I said, you know what, this is illegal. I mean, I have my rights. You can't scare me with your Gestapo, And So, I talked to my vice principal who was, he was a little odd about it at first, he was a little bit scared, there's an atheist and an anarchist in his school, but eventually I got him to look it up in the law books, and it says, I don't have to stand up, I don't have to say the pledge. So, it's interesting that teachers, they're trying to force their agenda on students.
Of course they are. Doesn't take too many people to, too long to figure that one out. Of course they are. That's one of the reasons they get into school is, to teaching is because they want to teach people to believe that the way they do.
Right. And they were really trying to shove their ideas down my throat. I never try to. I'm quiet. I don't say down with the flag or,
You weren't speechifying to the class just extemporaneously about why pledging is wrong and the flag a symbol of tyranny.
Right, yeah. I was minding my own business. She, however, was not, so.
Interesting.
So to her job to not mind her own business, you know?
So she did successfully boot you out of class, sent you to the principal's office, and that's when the principal, you were able to get him to actually admit that you were in the right?
Right, yeah.
Well, good on you. So what's going to happen on Monday?
I don't know. I'm not going to leave the classroom, and I'm not going to stand up either.
So today you did voluntarily leave the classroom when she asked you to, and Monday you will not?
No, I didn't leave. Well, it was, she said, next time I'm going to have you leave the class because I don't want you to.
Gotcha. So Monday you're expecting her to try that, and so she did not send you to the principal's office today?
No, I went there on my own.
Got it.
Trying to,
So on Monday, then, she's presumably going to try to send you out. You will refuse to go, and that will result likely in her calling some sort of aide to the room, I would imagine.
Right.
Well, thanks for the update on that. Any other thoughts for us tonight?
No. Keep coming with the good shows.
We will do our best, and thank you for adding to it. We appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. Julia, were you ever a pledger when you were in high school? Were you in that group of people?
I got in trouble once for not saying the Pledge of Allegiance. The teacher just yelled at me and told me to go to Cuba.
Go to Cuba.
They actually have a pledge in Cuba. We talked to somebody from Cuba recently.
Yeah, but I think that happened like once, and my dad was very really stood up for me in those kind of situations. He really did not like school, any sort of school abuse. He didn't stand for that at all. So I think I got left alone after that.
I don't recall exactly what I did, but I don't recall doing much of pledging of allegiance to the flag all the way back as early as like middle school. There was something I did not like about the entire process. Obviously, I had no idea at the time the truth about the pledge and that it was written by a socialist named Francis Bellamy back in the 1800s for the purpose of indoctrinating the youth of America and for selling a few flags because he was a flag salesman. So I didn't know any of that stuff. I guess I wish I did at the time, but nonetheless, there was still something between me and the pledge that I felt was off.
I said it as I recall sometimes, and then other times I didn't. So, you know, I kind of moved around with it. But I always did.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. We continue here with your calls and talk to Derek in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Derek.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight, Derek?
Oh, I was actually very fascinated when you were talking with the gentleman a moment ago about the ability of a government or an organization to focus resources.
Yes, sir.
And if you recall, I was talking with you guys the other day, too, and I had just brought up the issue of, you know, sort of what is the end goal of what you're seeking with regard to liberty? Is it liberty, or is it liberty a means to some other goal? And when I was thinking about that, I thought, well, maybe I should ask you guys to explain to me a bit more detail about what is the society that you're imagining. If you could build the society on total liberty, what would it look like? And the specific questions I had were, how do you deter, like, what would make one person feel bad about, you know, or what should I say, deter them from committing crimes? Or who would make the rules, and who prevents one group from getting a whole bunch of guys together who's stronger than the other group and going
and
killing them?
Okay, we're already three very, very big questions in here.
Yeah, sorry to lump them all together, but maybe you could give me more of a bit of a general idea.
In the free marketplace, who makes the rules are the private property owners, and they will make those rules depending on what they think will get them the most business, or, you know, give them the most happiness, or for whatever their motivations, their personal motivations are. So they would get to make the rules. As far as things like crime and stuff like that and dealing with that, there's a great book over at book.freekeen.com called The Market for Liberty, which talks in detail about how it is that the free marketplace can handle things like the judicial system in a much more effective manner and much more affordable manner and much more humane manner than the current one-size-fits-all government monopoly system that we all know is broken beyond repair. So the answer is the marketplace can handle that. As far as the group of people coming together and wielding power over folks, well, we have that today in the form of the government. I can bring it back. I know you probably will already have another question about this. So more moments with Derek in Canada at 800-259-9231. I don't know if I left out one of his questions, but if I did, I'm sure he'll remind us. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we already have a group of people wielding power today. What sort of situation would be different to prevent that in the marketplace? That's a good question. It's Free Talk Live.
What's so crazy about not starving?
To cover yourself and your family in the event of accident or emergency, you may have home, life, auto, dental, and health insurance.
But what about food insurance?
Water and food are vital to human survival.
So what's so crazy about not starving?
Foodinsurance.com has designed emergency packs and kits with at least 2 weeks' worth of great-tasting food and clean water. Most foodinsurance.com meals are freeze-dried,
which means they'll last and retain nutritional value up to 10 years.
Foodinsurance.com meals like lasagna, beef stroganoff, and other tasty entrees are quick, delicious, simple to prepare, and start at just $199.99. The low cost is just one reason to get foodinsurance.com.
Need more reasons?
Foodinsurance.com kits come with a lightweight, high-quality backpack and a free utensil tool. Go to foodinsurance.com or call 1-866-946-8366. That's 1-866-946-8366. Get protected at foodinsurance.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features, by the way, include updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Lots of people stocking up on gold and silver to hedge against inflation as an investment, or just to have, you know, something in case of emergencies. Ian, you got something recently from gold.freetalklive.com.
Last night, I went to gold.freetalklive.com and ordered a fair amount of silver. I got some of the Lakota rounds. Which
they are beautiful, probably the most beautiful.
I've not seen them in person yet, but I am looking forward to it. And they're, you know, 0.999 1 ounce silver pieces. And
I've seen them in person, and they are a beautiful, beautiful coin.
I like the silver. I just, you know, I have some gold, but I do mostly have, so probably like 98% silver is what I have. And it just seems like it'd be more useful in the event of some sort of calamity. Not that I'm, you know, completely paranoid about those sorts of things. Just I like the silver.
So. Same here. I think that's more usable.
And I did go and I did start page and I looked for the Lakota round just to see if I could get it somewhere else for less.
I did not find it. You can't get it any cheaper than $22.30, which is what we have it at gold.freetalklive.com for.
Plus, not only are you getting it at that price, but you're also helping Free Talk Live at the same time. So it warmed my heart to know that a percentage of my sale was going to go help you pay your mortgage, Mark.
So, I don't have a mortgage.
Well, yeah, your credit card debt. That otherwise would have been a mortgage.
Would have been a mortgage, right.
But, yeah, so when you buy through gold.freetalklive.com, not only are you going to get a great deal on gold and or silver, but also a percentage of the sale will go back to Free Talk Live as well. Plus, another percentage of the sale is going to go to the people that are doing the sale. That's Midas Resources. That's who we've teamed up with. And it's a good team up because, well, we've been teamed up with Midas Resources in another way for a long time. They're our syndicate. Yep. Midas Resources owns Genesis Communications Network, which is the company that does us the favor of putting us up on the Star Guide satellite, so radio stations, our 56 radio affiliates around the country, can pull us down and rebroadcast us. So buying through gold.freetalklive.com will not only get you gold and silver at numismatic gold and silver, if I'm not mistaken, in at good rates, best I could find on the Lakota. And it will also benefit Free Talk Live directly, and it will also benefit the syndicate for the show. So really great reasons to buy at gold.freetalklive.com. We continue with Derek in Canada. Derek calling with some questions about the free marketplace and scary scenarios. And Derek, you had a question about the issue of, well, what about in a free market if a group of men and women decides to seize power and start controlling people? Was that your question?
Basically, you know, and I'll use a quick modern-day example. Maybe, I don't know if you'll agree, if it's appropriate, but Saddam Hussein was a really repressive dictator. Then he was removed, and although there attempted to be some kind of a coalition provisional government, well-intentioned or not, perhaps ill-advised war or not, there was, in fact, no functional government in many parts of the country. And basically what we saw is this or that group got together their guys and went around shooting people. And I'm just wondering how the liberty society that you imagine would deal with that. And maybe you could even clarify, you know, is there actually a source of governance, whether it's a government in the sense that we know it or some regulator in the sense that we know it or not? Is there somebody that can make the rules for everyone such that there's a fair playing field?
Depends. I would say that, well, and also a lot of people would define fair playing field as differently. But if you're in an area like, for instance, Ave Maria, Florida, which is a town that was created by a man who had a vision for a Catholic town, then, when you're buying a property there, you're buying into an agreement. You've got a user agreement that comes along with that, essentially saying that, you know, if I'm going to run a business, I can't sell condoms, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So the owners, again, would be setting the rules. And the question would be, well, would you get together with other owners of like mind and set similar rules, similarly to how you might have in a neighborhood association or something like that? When allowed to work, the marketplace comes up with standards and rules and things like that. And if a set of people doesn't like those standards, they can create their own. But to go back to your example of Iraq or you know, some Middle Eastern country, or a lot of people will bring up Somalia, you know, this kind of warlord situation where there's tumult going on around you and people manage to arm up and start extracting obedience and money from people. And that's given it's cited as an example of, haha, see, you free market people, this is what you get in the free market. You get warlords.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have to remember that what I'm talking about, when I talk about the voluntary society or talk about voluntarism, the idea that human beings should interact together with one another on a voluntary,
right,
consensual basis, I'm talking about an evolution. I'm talking about getting people who currently are of a certain paradigm, currently of a mostly governmental paradigm, getting them to understand that government is undesirable, getting them to understand that aggressing against one's neighbors in order to achieve something that they believe might be worthwhile, whether it's feeding the hungry or taking care of the sick, that aggression is not an appropriate way to accomplish one's goals. And so in order to get to the voluntary society, we have to have an educational, educational renaissance, if you will. We have to have people coming to understanding these concepts. In the case of Somalia or in the case of Iraq, as you cited, you've got a situation where people have used force to extract a certain government. You brought up Saddam Hussein. Force was used, and so therefore you're not coming about to a voluntary society. You just have one group of people coming in and forcing their way upon others, which, as you pointed out, in some areas left a lack of government. But they didn't get to that point by choice. Do you see what the distinction that I'm making there?
I do see it, but you know what? I think that what you're proposing is not dissimilar from what so many groups of all manner of ideology have proposed all throughout time, which is essentially, if I can just get everybody to think this way, it's going to be great.
Well,
would you not agree with that?
Right. Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't know that necessarily that's true. In a free market place, essentially you're allowed to think what you want and do what you want as long as you don't stick a gun in somebody else's face and force them to do something.
Aha, uh-huh, so, but see, now you've already made a rule. Right? You said, as long as you don't stick a gun and force them to do something. But, I mean, who are you to trump on my freedom to take a gun and stick it in someone's face?
A guy with a gun?
See, that's the thing,
is that everyone should be equal to use force on someone else if they decide to aggress force. I mean, do you not agree that it's a pretty simple system, that you should be able to do what you want to do as long as you don't force anyone else to do what they don't want to do?
Yeah, you know what? It really sounds great, but, you know, I understand that essentially – it sounds to me like you're trying to have your cake and eat it too. On the one hand, you want everyone to be free and be able to make their own decisions, but on the other hand, in order for that system to work, everyone can't really be free because they all have to be thinking the same way, which is that the system is good and that they should have goodwill towards it.
I see where you're coming from, and I understand your critique. What you're saying is that in order to get to the voluntary society, you'll have to have everybody thinking in the same manner. And you're right. That's it's an impossibility to think that we'll ever get human beings all on the same page in that in that manner. I think you're right about that. However, the point that you're ignoring is that most people operate that way every single day. Most people, with the exception of thugs and government agents, and, you know, I might repeat myself there, but most people interact with one another on a completely consensual basis. Day in, day out, what you do is interact with people consensually. Most people would never consider going over to their neighbor's house and sticking a gun in their face and demanding a cup of sugar. They'll go and they'll ask for it because
but
they
you know
understand
what? There's so many examples that disagree with that, like in modern society. I mean, I'll give you an example. Like, you know, you were saying, you know, there could be this better society based on liberty, but a lot of people don't have the vision for it. That's a great sentiment. Great things are done when people have real vision, right? And, for example, you know, the monarchies of Europe never had the vision of any other system, and they feared democracy, and they thought the people would destroy themselves, but lo and behold, you know, they had never seen democracy. They didn't know what it would be like. Lo and behold, it was better than the monarchies, despite all its flaws. And then,
I don't know. Somebody could argue that benevolent monarchy would be better than a democracy of a bunch of tyrants. But I'll bring it back in a moment here, Derek, at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, because you haven't effectively rebutted my claim that most people interact on a consensual basis, so we're almost to the voluntary society, in my opinion. It's Free Talk Live.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different, because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Oregon said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored calves come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
This is an emergency alert. More than half the world's doctors and nurses are refusing risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations, especially this flu season. Rely on OxySilver instead. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. So get it while you still can. Order OxySilver online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call if you make it right now at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. Secure your Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30 state concealed weapon permit and get a free handgun. Go to Front Sight today. That's right, a free handgun. FrontSight.com. Go there today, FrontSight.com. As we go back to Derek in Canada, Derek, you're back on Free Talk Live, and you brought up a good point, and it's a really, really solid point, I think. The idea that, well, how can you reach this voluntary society if what you require is that everybody come to the idea that the voluntary society is beneficial? I mean, the idea that you could possibly bring all human beings within a certain geographic area on board with the same idea is pretty far-fetched. It really is. Because a lot of people have differing belief systems and things like that, and it's just pretty unlikely. I would agree with you to that extent. But what I had said to...
Democracy, or what passes for it today, manages to operate without 100% compliance.
No, that's true. And what I wanted to point out is that...
And really what you would... for a voluntary society, and I'm not saying necessarily the best voluntary society, you would really only need a small percentage of people willing to shoot anybody who came out and enacted force upon them.
Exactly.
Then you would have something that was relatively voluntary pretty quickly. Now, I'm, Derek, of the opinion that... I'm all for voluntary interaction as often as we can get it in society, and I want to move towards that direction. For me, peace is the most important issue as opposed to liberty, unlike Ian. And so
I don't think you can have liberty without
peace. We need
peace
to peel
personally.
The onion, get the government out of the places that it doesn't need to be. I'd be happy if we could get a government that was 50% the size that we have it today. That would make me happy at the end of my life.
Me too.
So, Derek, one more point then, and I want to get your thoughts on this. So what I pointed out to you earlier, and you didn't really have much to say, and I wanted to lay it out again, is that right now most people are interacting consensually. Most people are interacting on a voluntary basis. That's why we have peaceful lives. That's why we don't have murderers running through the streets. It's not because there's a cop somewhere in town. It's because there are consequences for people that do things that are inappropriate. There are physical consequences in the case of somebody trying to do violence. They could run up against somebody, like here in New Hampshire, there's a good chance they'll run up against somebody that's armed and their violent streak will end. And so people are voluntarily interacting. And so what I'm talking about is just getting people to come to the conclusion that it's inappropriate to support coercive agencies like the government. Most people don't even realize the danger and the destructions that governments cause, or they feel like it's a necessity or that it has to happen. And what I wanted to also point out to you is that things that have changed over time. I mean, you mentioned the monarchies giving way to democracies, but also chattel slavery disappearing over much of the world. It's not completely gone, but for most civilized societies, chattel slavery is considered absolutely horrific and uncivil at this point, whereas in the past, it was relatively well accepted amongst civilization.
And the liberty movement is only an extension of that. It's abolition for the modern day.
So what we're talking about is achievable, and it doesn't have to be a 100% thing. So I hope that I made that clear. Any other thoughts?
Yeah, you know, that's a great point. But again, I think it's a good sentiment, but I think it kills itself, because if you admit that it's impossible to get everybody to think one certain thing, and that at the same time, everybody or at least a large majority of people thinking that thing is a requisite for the society working based on liberty, I guess the conclusion is that it couldn't ever work. And I actually I do disagree with the premise that you made, which is that in modern day society, we don't have murderers running around. We absolutely do have murderers running all around. And in any country that doesn't have like a centralized, organized government, I mean, the murder rates are much higher, the lifespans are much lower. And you've attributed that basically to the fact that people are not operating on this consensual basis. But since you admit that it's actually impossible to get everyone to operate on that consensual basis, you know, those countries are going to be essentially the only reality. I guess I would ask you this. Name me one country. I was thinking to myself, you know, okay, where are the most peaceful countries in the world, the most stable, peaceful countries? And all the most stable, peaceful countries all have really centralized, what you and I would call very intrusive, very controlling governments. And where are the most not peaceful countries in the world? They're usually places where there's no governments. So I guess my question is this.
Wait a minute.
How many places in the world have no government?
All kinds of areas that cannot be effectively controlled by local national governments. There's so many tribal regions. There's so many areas in the jungle.
You're presuming that the appearance of peace is actual peace. You don't have peace when you've got everyone being threatened into obedience. That's not peace. It's a constant threat. Those people are living under constant threats. If they don't go along with what the government is demanding, then you will find all of a sudden that there is no more peace in their lives. So it's
they could be under threat, but they still are under less threat than the person who's living in, you know, rural Zimbabwe and is going to, and their government can't control, or the person who's living in eastern Congo and there's no government. That person's going to live till the age of 35. So maybe the guy in Denmark is under threat of being in prison if he doesn't go along with this or that thing. But, you know, although no system's perfect, I agree, they're all oppressive. All of them have totalitarian natures to them. But, you know, I guess I would say I always look for evidence as a person of science. Okay, this is the theory. Sounds great in theory. Now, what about in reality? And what I'm looking for basically is I want to see a system that works on the liberty principle. In reality right now, that's actually better than what we live in right now.
The reality is that what you're trotting out is the murderer thing, and it's great, and it's where government's strong suit is, and what you're going for.
No, it's not. Most murderers go unsolved by government.
But it's a strong suit. What he's saying is true, that the very existence of a state prevents a certain amount of crime, and I'm all for that. However, what the state does is it gets bigger very quickly. There's a lot of mission creep with the government. So in order to move towards states of liberty, you first got to lash that beast back into controlling the things that it can control and get it the heck out of the 99 other things that it's poor at, but it wants to do it because it has a monopoly privilege.
Oh, totally.
That one area.
You want it to be the 50% reduction, right?
50% reduction would be great. I think that probably we could, that I would like to see in a little farther out in the future, perhaps in my lifetime, maybe not, is people to have, you know, some choices as far as governance goes. For instance, I was down in Florida relatively recently, and I have to put my seatbelt on there, but I don't have to wear it in New Hampshire. Wouldn't it be kind of neat to pull up my New Hampshire driver's license to the Florida Highway Patrolman and say, yeah, sorry, I don't have to wear my seatbelt, because I'm under a different level of governance.
Have you ever tried it?
It wouldn't work, because I'm in their jurisdiction.
I always think about that when I drive down to Massachusetts. You know, and I forget to put my seatbelt on, that if I got pulled over, I'd just say, listen, man.
I'm free where I am. Don't worry.
We live in New Hampshire. And
you've got your surfs here. I'm a different kind of surf, and I operate under different rules.
You should try it.
I just think it's kind of interesting, and I think that we, you know, to a certain level that you could have some choices in your level of governance, and I think that competition in that arena would be very cool, and I'm looking for that. However, I'll take, right now in my lifetime, the 50% reduction
plus,
in government.
Derek, and thank you for the call tonight. I don't appreciate the straw manning where you continually trot out Somalia and other areas at which they have essentially gone to a situation with no official government through force, through violence.
There's still government there because there are people that are willing to use violence to get what they want, to control other people.
And there are also...
it's just not sanctioned by the UN or anything.
Well, in some cases it is. In the case of Somalia, it's my understanding the UN is attempting to foist government upon people in Somalia that don't necessarily want it. So there is this kind of transitional government, I think it's called the TNG, Transitional National Government, there in Somalia, that the UN and its allies are shoving down the throats of the Somalis, and the Somalis are, many of them, are rejecting it, and so violence continues, because some people there don't want the government, and some people are trying to force it on them, and then you've got the warlords that are also trying to seize power. They're trying to jockey for the position of being the new government in that country. So none of those examples are of people who have come to the conclusion that, hey, we realize that monopoly control is not desirable, that this one-size-fits-all government is not something that we want, it's not something that a peaceful society should have, and we're going to move beyond it. And we can move beyond these things.
I don't like it when people use the argument, well, things are kind of bad over here, but they could be worse, so you should just be thankful for what you have and get over it, essentially.
Right.
Go along. Right. That being in the United States was far better than being in the jungle in some country, and that may be true, but that doesn't mean that things aren't or couldn't be better in the United States.
Absolutely true. Those people want to see no progress in life because, you know, if the guy Bosch from Mercedes-Benz would have said this in the 40s, there wouldn't be automatic transmissions now because, well, he must hate the car if he wants to change the way that manual transmissions work. No, we just want to see things work better.
Out of time. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.